News release. Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Scott Allen Thompson, 56, of Hawks, was arraigned today by a judge in Montmorency County 88th District Court, following an animal cruelty investigation conducted by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Thompson pleaded not guilty to four charges, including one, felony of failing to provide animals with adequate care, punishable of up to 7 years in prison and or up to $10,000 in fines and community service. One, misdemeanor of animal cruelty, punishable of up to 93 days in jail with up to $1,000 in fines and up to 200 hours of community service. Two, misdemeanors for improper burial of dead animals, each punishable by up to 90 days in jail and up to $500 in fines. This is a rare situation for the DNR to get involved in, as domestic animal complaints and investigations are not our primary responsibility or focus. However, there were no other resources available, said Chief Jason Haynes, DNR Law Enforcement Division. This is a very large-scale animal abuse case, and something had to be done. In June, DNR conservation officers initially responded to the more than 50-acre Thompson family property, located in Atlanta, with a search warrant regarding a dead horse. They located a total of 10 deceased animals, including 4 geese, 2 chickens and a horse, pig, quail, and rabbit. The owners were ordered to properly bury the horse. The other 9 animals were sent to the Michigan State University Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory in East Lansing, where lab personnel determined starvation and dehydration were the causes of death. On July 23, conservation officers returned to the property with a second search warrant. They were shocked to find numerous animals starving, with no water and poor living conditions. Officers seized 75 animals and were able to relocate them to adequate facilities for proper care, including 14 geese, 14 sheep, 8 chickens and piglets, 7 pigs and horses, 4 dogs and mini cows, 3 turtles, 2 goats and cats and 1 turkey and rabbit. Thompson was arrested July 18 and remains free on bond pending future court appearances. He is due back next for an August 16 hearing. The DNR is seeking a second suspect in this case. Animal cruelty incidents should be reported to local county or municipal animal control officers. Michigan conservation officers are fully licensed law enforcement officers who provide natural resources protection, ensure recreational safety and protect residents through general law enforcement and conducting life-saving operations in the communities they serve. Learn more here.